Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the final little bite-sized political podcast of the day. But don't forget the live show going out tonight, shortly after 8 o'clock or so, with Gregory Paul Martin, a master astrologer. And we're going to have a big chat about some of the significant things that lie in the offing for our world, actually. So do make sure you tune into that one. As always, this podcast is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, and a big shout out to Sarah, and a link below to her website as well. Okay, I want to talk about deviancy in high places, because you may have seen the story that appeared in the media about a fairly senior Conservative MP called William Ragg. Now, William Ragg, that's W-R-A-G-G. William Ragg is not just any Conservative MP. He is the deputy, I think, leader on the 1922 committee. I'm sure you remember the 1922 committee. God knows we've heard enough about that over the last few years. This is the all-powerful body that controls essentially so much of the Conservative Party. So he's pretty senior up in the 1922 committee. Thing about him is he's been compromised. Oh boy, has he been compromised. So the story that we get is that William Ragg jumped on a gay dating app and started to send compromising images of himself on this gay dating app. The person that he sent them to then had compromising materials on him, and he then sent, I think, if I understand this story correctly, at least 12 other individuals in political circles who also received then unsolicited messages. So he passed on the phone numbers of 12 other individuals to this, I assume, blackmailer or whatever he was on this gay dating app. So that's the gist of it. And he's now come out and he's apologized. And oh boy, have they rushed to comfort him. I see Jeremy Cunt says he's been courageous in telling the Times that he was sorry for the hurt he had caused. He'd caused so much hurt. Now, a couple of other things about William Ragg we need to know. First of all, he's gay, right? Now, there's no shame in that he's gay. But there is this thing called, you know, you do have to be responsible and exercise judgment. And jumping on gay dating apps and sending, I guess, images of his genitalia is not really the sort of thing we want from any person in Parliament, male or female. We don't really want that. They're supposed to be helping make our country a better place, not basically getting their kicks on Route 66 on these apps. So he's obviously been completely compromised. Obviously, whoever he was sending the stuff to recognized him, who he was, and then they started to come after him, which of course is deplorable. But there would have been no need for that had he just refrained from, in the first instance, the behavior. And you know, like, I'm not saying that heterosexuals are any more perfect. They may well not be. I'm not familiar with all these apps that they seem to be spending their time on. But the thing is, there's a degree of national security when it comes to these individuals. And you may recall, here's the thing to remember as well. It was only last week that William Ragg was asking Rishi Sunak, if you recall, did he believe in the deep state? Was he part of the deep state? Remember? And Rishi went, well, if I was, I wouldn't tell you. Remember that? Yeah. These are all deep staters. All of them. All of them are. They're all the same. There's no difference between them. Gay, straight, whatever. They're all deep staters. They'll always protect each other. They've always got each other's back. And that's what's happening here. So that's why Jeremy Hunt is rallying around William Ragg. And yes, William Ragg was—he's a little bit naughty. But then, as Jeremy says, yes, but he's been very courageous by saying that he knows he's hurt people. But he only did it because he was scared. He was scared because the individual had compromising things on him. Yes, William Ragg, of course the blackmailer had compromising stuff on you because you'd sent them compromising stuff on yourself. You absolute clown. Sending naked images of yourself is very ill-advised. I mean, you're not a child. You're not even a teenager. What is wrong with these people? How have we such low-caliber, low-IQ individuals in high places? And in this case, I suppose, he had to come clean and admit what he'd been up to. But curiously enough, instead of him being admonished for his complete lack of judgment, no. He's a hero, apparently. He's a latter-day Churchill because he sent pictures of his genitalia through the internet and then got caught out doing it. And now he said he's ever so sorry, but he did dob in 12 other people who themselves are now presumably at risk. What a clown world Westminster is.